This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was Jewish. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie boogie.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. What a night in St. Louis sports. It's the Blues and Winnipeg Jets tonight in Game 1. 7 o'clock, Fox Sports Midwest, Cardinals and Dodgers, 6:45 actually, at Busch Stadium. We're excited about both. We're also excited about the NFL draft because a quarterback from the University of Missouri should hear his name called in the first round. Joining us now is one of the great football writers in the country. He is John McClain with the Houston Chronicle. Over four decades, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. John, it's an honor to have you on the program. Thank you so much for your time. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Frank. Great time of the offseason. Good luck to the Blues in the playoffs.
So much to discuss here. I'm watching NFL Network this morning, and Charlie Casserly has his mock draft, and he seems to be out on an island because he has Drew Lock dropping to 32. Where do you have Lock?
Frank, I've done 10 mock drafts. Thank God I only got two more. The one that I consider my official mock draft is my last one. I'm not going to want to be one of these guys to look back and say, oh, I had him right. And I don't understand, at the time, Lock coming off the 2017 season and the tremendous year he had at Missouri of why he wasn't rated higher. It's like people were looking for flaws instead of the strengths. And then this year, you know, he was good, and they started to take notice of his arm strength. They always knew he had good size, but the more they've studied him, the more they like him. I have had him going as high as the Giants at 7. I've had him going to Denver at 10, Miami 13, and Washington 15. I do not think he will fall beyond the top of 15. And one thing you have to consider with Locke is the style of the teams that play. The Giants with Eli Manning, pure pocket offense, would like to have a quarterback who could slide to the left and right, but mainly throws from the pocket. Lock would fit there. He would fit with Miami. I think he would fit with Miami. It's a new coach and a new staff, but based on where Brian Flores came from, New England, and Tom Brady's a pocket passer, I would think he would fit there. And then Washington, Alex Smith is a guy that threw on the run a lot. Case Keenum will do that a lot. But that Jake Gruden would prefer a guy who's got some mobility to avoid the rush and buy himself a little time, but he likes for him to stay between the tackles. The only one I would not see Drew Lock fitting into is the system that Cliff Kingsbury is going to play at Arizona, and that's why everybody thinks Kyler Murray is going there. And it wouldn't surprise me at all based on, I probably watched Lock play four games, and I've talked to a lot of people. And now, at this time, they look for warts. As you get closer to the draft, they're not talking about the strength, they're talking about the warts. It's like people are saying Dwayne Haskins is falling, and then casually having him to go to 32. There's just no way Drew Lock is falling to the bottom of the first round and landing in the Patriots' lap.
All right, how about the Dwayne Haskins-Drew Lock debate? Now, there's no question Haskins had an off-the-charts incredible season at Ohio State this year, but I'm hearing that Lock could be almost drawing even. Who will go first, or who will go earlier of the two?
It depends on the cup of tea. Haskins started 1 year. That scares some people, and it didn't scare Chicago off of Mitch Trubisky. And he had them in the playoffs in his second season. I remember Mark Sanchez came out of USC. They said, oh, my goodness, he only started 16 games. And he was in the playoffs his first 2 years. And then Haskins has had one great year with a lot of talent around him on both sides of the ball. Lock did not have that benefit. And I think a lot of teams, they look at system, they look at who they have around them. They look at things like if a guy throws an interception, how does he react? If he throws three, how does he react? how does he mingle with his teammates on the bench? They talk to people about him at practice, in the weight room. And I think Locke comes through with flying colors on all of that. He and Haskins is also your prototypical pocket guy. Locke is too. I think it's just if you want a quarterback who has accomplished more with less, that would be Locke.
Mm. Locke was in Denver on Sunday and Monday. John Elway, I saw him up close and personal at least once. Of all the teams in the NFL, it seems like the Broncos have shown the most open and passionate interest in Locke. If you had to guess, would you think that 10, he's not going to get past 10?
I'm going to have him in my last mock draft. Unless I hear different, I'm going to have him going to Denver with the 10th pick. Denver just traded for Joe Flacco. Flacco's 34 years old. He is a classic pocket passer, 6'5". He's not going to scare anybody with his maneuverability. And Elway, who blew the Paxton Lynch pick, has vowed to make sure he keeps trying until he gets the quarterback the Broncos want. And that could be Locke. Maybe it's going to be Haskins. But I think Locke just seems to be more of John Elway's type of quarterback than Dwayne Haskins does.
Mm. John McClain joins us, Hollywood Casino Press Box, on the all-new 590 The Fan. Do you believe that Kyler Murray is going to be a superstar in this league?
I've watched him since high school when he didn't lose a game and won 3 state championships. He went to Texas A&M, was not a good fit. He has improved a lot in his one season as a starter with Lincoln Riley. He's got a really good arm. He's accurate. He's smart. We all know about his running ability. He's going to have to learn to live inside the pocket or slide right, slide left like Drew Brees does. But then when he takes off, you know, there's not going to be anybody, maybe Lamar Jackson, who moves like he does. But Jackson's bigger and Murray is faster. So the team is terrible. He's going to an awful team. Josh Rosen should be on his knees every night. Please trade me, get me out of here, because they are so far from being good. And they've taken an unbelievable chance on a head coach who hasn't been in the NFL since a cup of coffee as the third quarterback in New England. And so I can't say he's going to be a superstar, because too many things hold quarterbacks back, and that could be system, talent, owner, coach, general manager. And the way they fired Steve Wilks after one season tells me that at least Cliff Kingsbury is going to get 2.
Final thought on Locke. You've seen 3 lifetimes of pro football. Who does Drew Locke's skill set remind you of?
Oh, I've never thought about that. I can tell you this, because of his size and his arm and his experience at Missouri, he got a lot of playing time. I think he's the kind of quarterback teams want. It's imperative that he goes somewhere to be with a teacher that can help him make the transition. If he gets to sit and watch like Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo, Patrick Mahomes, that would be even better. And if he goes to Washington, it's only a matter of time. Case Keenum would be the starter, and Keenum would be great for him to work with. If he goes to Denver, their plan is to play Flacco, so he might get a chance to learn behind Flacco, the same as if he went to the Giants, maybe even goes to the Giants with their second pick in the first round. You know, they're not giving up on Eli Manning yet, and I think that would be good if he went to Miami. They signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's not going to be long for the starting world. He's too streaky, but he would start. So I can't think of anywhere where they would throw him to the Wolves. And the top quarterbacks, usually, if they get time to develop, Ben Roethlisberger is another one, is good for them. But he has everything from the size, experience, arm strength that NFL scouts look for, and I think he would be a good fit with any team needing a quarterback other than Arizona.
And a final thought, 10 years from now, when we look back on this draft, which of these guys would you bet played in the most Pro Bowls?
Of the quarterbacks?
Oh, no, period. Of everybody in the draft.
Oh, of everybody in the draft, I think if Nick Bosa stayed healthy, but he's been injured 2 to 4 years because everybody has him as the top-rated player. So I would say Bosa, the guy that seems to check every box, who has a chance to be great for a long time, Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. But he has only been a starter for 1 year. So I would say one of those two guys in what we all view as a tremendous year for players on the front seven.
Great stuff. Honored to have you on the program, John. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. John McClain joining us, Houston Chronicle. Looks like he says he's not going to get past 15. Looks like 10 is still the best spot for Drew Lock. And I will offer Andy Strickland and Charles Tuna that double or nothing bet one more time. Top 10, if he goes in the top 10, then I get 200 from each of them. But if he goes even 11, then we make nothing. Then it's double or nothing. Donald Trump's my Russian friend, a little upset that I didn't use the Blues till lap 3. Believe me, the Blues will be lap 1 tomorrow. The Blues will be lap 1 the night after every game they play, I promise you. But the Cardinals just played a thrilling game against the Dodgers. They've won 2 in a row. They're over 500 for the first time. There are a lot of interesting elements about the game. And what more can we say about the Blues and Jets, okay? I mean, we're going to dissect it as much as we can. Chris Kerber on the radio. We got great hockey guests all week. We had Darren Pang. We had the Jets play-by-play broadcaster. But they haven't played a game since Saturday. There's only so much you can do.
A Cardinal outfielder tried to climb a fence he didn't have to climb and fell face first in the dirt. That leads every day.
All right, we'll take a short timeout. Oh, before we go to break, quick word about Maryville University. Go to maryville.edu. They're one of our great sponsors. They sponsor the phone lines, and their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. And, of course, the Bomarito Automotive family. Go to bomarito.com. You can go through their inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody does it better than the Bomarito family. They sell more cars in the state of Missouri than any dealership. When we come back, we're going to tell you about an unbelievable golf tournament just down the road in Branson. We'll be right back.